Afternoon on Three celebrates Richard Strauss in his 150th anniversary year. Beginning on Monday, I'll be bringing you a mix of Strauss's music from the majesty of the Alpine Symphony to the serene oboe concerto. The music will be brought to life by leading Strauss interpreters, including the Berlin Philharmonic and a classic recording of the opera Intermezzo, featuring Lucia Popp and Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau. Join me, Katie Derham, to celebrate Richard Strauss, beginning on Monday from 2 o'clock. Or catch up with every note via the Radio 3 website.
And before then, tomorrow night, in fact, we're live at Bridgewater Hall in Manchester, Jon Storgårds conducting the BBC Philharmonic in the first of three concerts exploring the Dane Carl Nielsen's concertos. Zabina Meyer tomorrow night playing his conflict-driven clarinet concerto. The concert itself starts tomorrow night here on BBC Radio 3 at 7:30. 11 o'clock this Friday evening, and now World on Three with Lopo Katari.
Jonathan, thanks very much. Well, if you've had a tough week, tonight's programme is just for you because my guests are none other than the Tashi Lumpo monks, whose voices can transport you to your own personal slice of paradise. Chants that will wash away the stresses and strains of everyday life and revive your soul. But I'm going to start off with a different kind of chant brought to you by an inspirational pairing of Warsaw Village Band with Galicia's powerhouse, Mercedes Peón.
Thank you. rápido checárselo pactado. A docilidad de que se xa espontánea, borro o cliché, xefe da manada. Ainda que nos queda moito cariño para darlle un xeitiño un bo aleño. A túa forza está anunciada, de tanto lustre rematas folada. A miña forza escondida na miña suposta debilidade. Encaixa comigo, máis con igualdade. Fagamos la festa con naturalidade. Encaixa comigo, máis con igualdade. Fagamos la festa con naturalidade.
Contemporary folk music from Warsaw Village Band and the multi-talented Mercedes Peon. Fly My Voice is one of the tracks from their upcoming album due out this year. Welcome to World on Three with me, Lopa Kotari. So as I mentioned, in session tonight, we've got the Tashi Lumpo monks from Tibet who are currently on tour in the UK. Also on the programme, music from two of the world music scene's emissaries, Baba Mal and Eliza Carthy, who you may have seen and heard on the BBC Music video and record that was unveiled this week. And South Africa, Turkey and Cuba are just a few of the destinations I'm going to be taking you on this evening. This next song is from Simo Lagnawi. He's a Berber from Morocco, currently living in the UK. Now, unlike many of those who studied Gnawa rhythms and chants in Morocco, Simo had several teachers rather than just the one guru. And it's given his music a fairly unique sound. The Gnawa Berber is his latest album, and this is Saharawiya. Thank you.
meu moreno, morenado, moreninho, moreno, moreno, dos olhos amendoados, cabelos encaracolados, veneno tu tens no sabor. Ei, moreno, oi, moreno. Tu tens no andar, esse teu olhar sereno faz até eu imaginar coisas que nestes meus versos proibiram eu falar. Ai, 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 ui, 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 ai, ui, 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 ai, ui. Eu quero velejar, quero juntar os dois barquinhos, o meu e o teu coração, e sair mar afora, além da imaginação. Ai, 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 ui, 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 ai, 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 ai.
Classy grand dame of Carimbo, 75-year-old Doña Onechi. She comes from the north of Brazil, the state of Pará, where the Carimbo rhythm, the root of the Lambada, was the forbidden groove of choice back in the day. Doña Onechi used to be a professor of history and Amazonian studies and a municipal secretary of culture in her hometown of Igarapé Miri. Feitica Caboclo. The Spell of Caboclo is her debut album, debut amazing at the age of 75, that she recorded just 2 years ago. I do hope she comes over to the UK. She sounds like a real character. Before that track was Simo Lagnawi, a Moroccan musician who now lives in London, and he's going to be coming on this programme to do a session for us in a few weeks' time. Right, well, up next, I've got a short dance number for you from Azerbaijan, and it's called Dord.
Thank you. lausa mo ba kanu lausa ye mo la boloro lausa mo go sebe kanu lausa ye mo la boloro Jamalio ayena me Lagina jamalio mali jamalio kwari wari jamalio ayena yedina me Yakumala njadi gebere abukoita Lagina abu kwari wari aru miwelela Allah me abu maun abu koita bala koita de sila mozori deli yeni nyalaji abu naru gamu nekiye ngamu jifiye abarika ila kanuna sanko nisho nabi la jegi barika laye ila kanu barika laye Iye ne kazi kanu kabe imanye Amo kanu barigala ye la misola si jani keni yala
Tomorrow from Kase Madi Diabate and Friends on his album Kirike, due out at the end of this month. He's one of Mali's greats. Salif Keita even calls him the greatest singer in Mali. You've got a chance to see Kase Madi when he's over here for the EFG London Jazz Festival at the Southbank Centre in London on the 23rd of November. For your information, the Jazz Festival starts on the 14th of November. And as ever, Jez Nelson will be coming to you live from Ronnie Scott's that evening. There are over 350 events. Many of them are free, happening at 68 different venues all over London. And for the first time, Radio 2 is going to be joining BBC Radio 3 in bringing you some of the best bits of the festival over the 10 days. You can find details of the gigs, tickets and all the broadcasts online. So let's hear from my guests tonight, the Tashi Lumpo monks and some sacred sounds from Tibet. And they're going to start with a piece that we've called, in general, just opening medley.
Thank you.
What an incredible way to start with those longhorns. Well, while Ven Lakpa makes his way from the monks, I'm also sitting here with Jane Rash from the Tashilumpo Monastery UK Trust, which is a charitable body that has managed and organised all the monks' touring activities over the past 12 years. Jane, that's an incredible sound.
It's extraordinary, isn't it? And it's very typical of a Tibetan monastery. So the longhorns to welcome people to something that's really exciting about to happen, played generally from the roof of the temple, rolling out to explain to people that they should come and listen to what the monks are doing. And then followed by this wonderful chanting of the mantra of Avalokiteshvara, the Buddha of Compassion, which again is done every day in the temple by the monks. Om Mani Padme Hum is the well-known mantra of Tibet.
Ven Lakpa.
Hello.
So you were playing one of the longhorns there. Has it taken a very long time to learn how to play that? I mean, it's how long is it? It's about 12 feet long.
It's 12 feet long, It's quite difficult to learn. When you first time learn, it hurts you lots of time in your cut in your mouth, and sometimes you lose your teeth as well.
Oh.
But still, it's quite difficult to learn. And we tried to learn it quite long time, and so later on, we got a, experience how to play it.
When did you enter the monastery? When did you join the monks?
I joined in southern India, our monastery. I joined there when I was 13 years old.
And what was it like? What was it like entering the monastery for the first time for you?
When I was joined first time, and my uncle sent to down there. My uncle said that there is a monastery which is very strict monastery. And when I was there in the southern India, it nearly there, if we would do something naughty, then they're going to punish us to, sometime to do offering, something, offering butter lamb and, sometime prostration.
Yes.
And sometime you have to do a sweep around the monastery, clean it.
Yes, I tell you, punishments don't change very much no matter where you are, either writing your lines or doing more prayers or cleaning the floors.
Yes.
But is chanting central to the way in which you express your spirituality, your faith? Is it at the very heart of what being a Buddhist is for you?
I think it's quite hard to do, when we are prayer, it's all in the, you have to memorize text, everything, you have to memorize everything. And when you are chanting, you have to think about it, inside the prayer, what is, meaning of the prayer. You have to straight go through that. Once you're done and you have to thing about it, you know. Lots of things happening there.
Yeah. So in a sense, the musical element is something that helps keep the memory and the learning and the prayers, they flow better with music.
When I learned the first time a music, this kind of instrument, I thought, oh my God, this is still quite interesting to learn it, you know. And at that time, I don't know the meaning about it, you know, this musical instrument. Once I get it, and my teacher explained me to why this is important, and suddenly I thought, and this is the thing, you know, I must learn, and you know, they offer to the god and goddesses, this is music. Hmm. We are saying to offer, this is not like a music to drum and, you know, playing other things, Western, you know, what you call
it. Yes.
But this is the completely different instrument to play it. This is like an offering to the god.
Yeah. Jane, tell me, this is the one thing I find quite extraordinary is this mixing essentially of commerciality. You know, I mean, we've got the Tashi Lumpur monks on tour versus the spiritual. And, you know, we see a coming together of politics and faith and politics and music very often. But this commercialization and this spiritual thing, is it an uncomfortable coming together?
I think we would all prefer it not to have to happen. If the monasteries were supported well enough not to need to bring their culture out, I think the culture would have stayed behind in the monasteries. And of course, if the monks were still inside Tibet, we would know none of this culture. I think it's one of the things that has changed since His Holiness the Dalai Lama came out of Tibet and into exile, that it is now possible for us to understand a bit more about the culture, but it's also a way for the monks to make sure that it survives into the future. So I wouldn't look on it as a commercialization so much as an enlightenment. It's actually trying to make sure that people understand what they would lose if this culture was to disappear. What we do on tour is a sort of snapshot of Tibetan culture and of the really important culture of Tashi Lumpur Monastery itself. It's not the ritual that would be done in the monastery, because what we're offering is a very short section of probably a very long prayer. But what we're trying to do is to explain to people this magical, extraordinary world that exists in Tibet and in the Tibetan monasteries now working hard to maintain their culture and not to let it disappear.
The next piece that they're going to perform for us tonight is called Kunrik. Can you tell us a little bit about it while Ven Lakpa makes his way back to the group?
Kunrik is one of those magical tantric prayers, and it's learnt by the monks who have joined the tantric college. They've come up through the monastery, they've qualified as a kachin, a doctor of divinity, and then chosen to study in the tantric college. And the prayer itself is very important in Tashi Lumpur Monastery. It's performed on the eighth day of every Tibetan month, and it lasts for 5.5 hours. What we have here, again, is, as I was saying, a short segment of the prayer. Something which, of course, is not very easy to illustrate on radio is the fact that the monks, at the same time as chanting and using the music, also using the most wonderful series of hand gestures, of mudras, to express the qualities of the deities. They are calling 37 different deities in front of them in order to take their wisdom. And then as they take the wisdom from the deities, they're making offerings back to the deities themselves to say, thank you for allowing us to understand what you've brought.
Guzong
Kunrik, I guess you could call it a prayer of thanks for the sharing of knowledge. The Tashi Lumpo monks providing a bed of soporific Zen tonight on World on Three. And in fact, there is a general overtone of the hypnotic, mesmerising and the trance-inducing on the programme tonight. Take these guys, for instance, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. The minute they open their mouths, I feel soothed and refreshed. I saw them a few weeks ago at Sadler's Wells Theatre when they were performing in a show called Inala, a Zulu ballet. It was an interesting production that, for me, was a mix of South African safari and urban jungle. But where it really shone, though, was when Ladysmith Black Mambazo were left to do what they do best, sing in their own imitable way. This is one of the songs from the ballet.
No one Angkata, 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 Awulezo nkume ngalobula ngazo sobuya nini na Awulezo nkume ngalobula ngazo sobuya nini na sobuya nini na ngingabe sobuya nini na uhlulekile umakoti emzini awodwa sobuya nini na Awulezo nkume ngalobula ngazo 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 Awodwa sobuya nini na Sobuya nini na Engabe sobuya nini Uhlulekile umakoti emzini awodwa sobuya nini na Ngobuhlulekile umakoti emzini sobuya nini na Awasibuye lezo nkomo Awasibuye lezo nkomo Awasibuye sonke Asibuye lezo nkomo awodwa sobuya nini Sobuya nini na
Sobuya
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 Hlulekile umakoti
emzini
Asibuye madu
Sobuya
Asibuye
zonke
Asibuye madu
Sobuya
Asibuye zonke Asibuye madu
Sobuya
Asibuye zonke Asibuye madu
Sobuya
Hlulekile umakoti emzini Asibuye
Sobuya
Hlulekile umakoti
Sobuya
Asibuye
Sobuya
Awusobuya
Sobuya
Sobuya nje
Sobuya
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 Uhlulekile umakoti
emzini
Asibuye zonke Asibuye madu Asibuye lezo Asibuye Lezo nkume ngalobula Asibuye madu Uhlulekile umakoti emzini Asibuye Asibuye zonke Asibuye zonke Asibuye ngempela Asibuye zonke Asibuye madu Asibuye Asibuye umakoti
emzini
Uhlulekile umakoti
emzini Sobuya
Thank you.
A double helping of South Africa there, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, followed by Malombo Jazz Makers, a group from the 60s formed by drummer, composer and ANC activist Julian Bahula, who, like many others in the 60s, was forced to leave South Africa for his political views. Spirit of Malombo is a 2-CD box set out on the 20th of this month, and it chronicles Julian's work over 2 decades with recordings from both South Africa and his time in Europe. And if I get a chance, I'm going to play another track from it later on tonight. Now, some of you may have seen the launch of BBC Music on your TV screens last Tuesday night at 8 o'clock with an extraordinary pop video, or in fact heard the new recording of Brian Wilson's God Only Knows on the radio. Well, 27 artists from the world of music, from Pharrell Williams to Kylie Minogue, took part in it. And included in those 27 celebrities were Baba Maal, seen in a hot air balloon, and Eliza Carthy, astride a golden carousel horse in an amazing dress, sporting a rather fabulous wig. Her own, she tells me. So I thought that I'd play a track from each of them tonight to mark the occasion. Contemporary songs that I think would be just as much at home on the pop charts as they would at a world music festival. Baba Maal and Tindo from his album Television, and Eliza Carthy singing Space Girl with Imagine Village on her album Wayward Daughter. So first up, here's Baba Maal.
Thank you.
Eliza Carthy, MBE, with a song called Space Girl from her album Wayward Daughter. You're listening to Lapa Kotari on BBC Radio 3. My guests on the programme tonight are the Tashi Lumpo monks, who are going to be joining me once more just after this next song. It's from a very talented family of musicians, Kapela Malishwaf. I saw them a few weeks ago when I was in Warsaw for the Cross Cultural Festival, and they just stole the show. There were three of them on stage, the father playing cello, his 15-year-old son on fiddle, and what a musician, and the 11-year-old daughter who played traditional folk drums with the gusto and authority of Mercedes Peón. They are definitely one to watch out for. This is a folk dance written, I believe, by the father, Casper. the Malishwa family from Poland, and a folk dance composed by family member Kasper, embellished with absolutely top-notch improvisation by his son, the young fiddler Jan. Well, coming back to my guests now, the Tashi Lumpo monks, for more from their Zenosphere. They're going to sing a chant for us now, which is entitled His Holiness the Dalai Lama Long Life Prayer.
Gezen şişi zemoy ge gönce Tanae beme jelo enduzinyu, dazu nyingi zuzu endamenji, kajin jube jube ramnyene, unzan juju gyanzu etanzinyu, menju jeje yave jilata, dede luwa mebe dembada, da ye la zan da be dudunyi, mumbe de gwede renyu loyu.
A prayer for long life for His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Well, joining me at the table once more, Jane Rash from the Tashilumpo Monastery UK Trust, and Ven Lakpa, one of the monks who are singing for us this evening. Jane, how did you get involved with this group?
With this group, in 1999, they came to London to be with the Dalai Lama as he opened the Tibetan Peace Garden, which was a Tibet Foundation project, and is now resplendent outside the Imperial War Museum in Lambeth. And that's the first time that I met the group in London. We started touring 2 years later, when they realised that actually it was possible to organise an annual tour and to spread the culture and to meet people and to start trying to support the monastery. So we set up a charitable trust in 2003, and we've been touring ever since.
Well, I was going to ask you about this balance of rituals, the rituals of religious observance and the rigours of public performance. Is it quite a hard thing to juggle?
It is a hard thing to juggle in many ways, and I think the monks are coping remarkably well, because actually what they're doing is producing a genuine sound from the monastery. It's what you would hear if you visited Tashilumpo. You would hear these sounds, but in a context where people can understand a bit more about them. So in the performances that we offer in arts centres and theatres and schools and various places where we take the tour, we try and explain a little bit about the background to the dances and to the prayers that they are performing, so that it becomes more than just a performance, so that people can actually get something a little bit deeper out of it. On the understanding, of course, that they're not actually undergoing a serious ritual, which would, of course, take several days or certainly longer than we have in a normal programme.
Ven Lakpa, tell me, how the harmonies that I'm hearing tonight, are these specific harmonies that you are taught, or is it just what everybody feels like singing at that moment in time?
I think it's a quite different view to say sing or chant. This is completely
chant.
Different, yeah. Mm. And chant, this chant is the, like a offering for the, you know, prayer for the His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. And same thing, we have to think about the each meaning of the chant, you know, to go to the deeper, and how it, sometimes some people even go to deeper level, you know, to thinking. Some people will cry sometime. Because its meaning is very important.
Yeah, so it is. It's something that is very much felt in that moment and at that time.
Deeply felt. And I think what is very interesting sometimes is that while the monks are individually chanting the line and thinking so deeply about the meaning, I think sometimes they don't even hear the tonality. They don't hear the harmonies because you can hear them just completing the prayer as they feel it. And it's not necessarily a harmony. So it's a very, very interesting.
I mean, this position of a musical element is a very specific one for Buddhism as a whole, isn't it? I mean, all of the prayer, all of the mantras, all of the chants are all on musical note.
Yes, everything has its own sort of musical note, for sure. And of course, when we heard the monastic orchestra, that has its own role as well, because that is either emphasising a very important part of a prayer or a section between two different parts of the prayer. So everything has its use, everything has its place. But certainly the meaning of the prayer is the most important thing. And in a way, the sound is something that follows on.
Well, the one thing I love about having you guys in today, apart from hearing you chant, is that it is precious music, but none of you are precious about it. You know, and I think that is just opens so many doors. You are going to perform one more piece for us, but before you leave this table, Lakhma, I know that you've brought in a track, a song, a piece of music that means something to you. I think if I've pronounced it right, it's Tsawai Lama.
Tsawai Lama.
Tsawai Lama. Tell me a little bit about it.
This is the song we call a praise song for His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And this is singer is very popular in this time, and he's mentioned about the important is His Holiness, and he mentioned about my land, my people, and the His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And the Dalai Lama is the one of the most popular in these days, the always keep his mind peace and compassion. And also he's mentioned about His Holiness is the second, Buddha in this generation.
Yeah. Well, I hope that we're gonna be able to play a little bit of that piece that you're talking about a little bit later. But may I thank you all very much for coming in to the studio, and we're going to hear one final piece from you, which is a blessing, and I believe the word is Tashi. Tashi means blessing.
Yes.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lakhma, thanks very much. And Jane, thank you very much for bringing him in. While he gets ready and sits down with the rest of the group, there are still a few more dates in the tour to come. Is that right? They're still touring around the UK?
Yes, we're going up to Sheffield, York, Whitby for the Music Port Festival before they finish, and then down south again to New Milton and back to London, in fact, to the Jamian Buddhist Centre for a few days. So a few more dates to go until the end of the tour.
So if people look online, I'm sure they'll find them performing.
Find them
at
our website.
So this is this final piece is Tashi, Blessing.
The Blessing.
Oh,
Ending with a traditional blessing there. Thanks to Ven Lakpa and all the Tashi Lumpur monks. And to you, Jane Rash from the Tashi Lumpur Monk Monastery UK Trust, for coming in this evening to talk to us. You're listening to me, Lopa Kotari, here on BBC Radio 3. If you want to catch any of that incredible session again with the Tashi Lumpur monks, you can by going to bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3 and then click on clips. If it's the whole programme you're wanting, then stay on the World on 3 page and click the Listen Again button. You can listen to tonight's programme for the next 7 days. Well, while the monks ready themselves to leave, I'm going to play that track that I was talking to Lakpa about. I guess you could call it their heritage track. It was a piece chosen by them as a piece that has real significance for them.
Thank you.
Music from a Londoner there, Olcay Bayır, from her debut album Never, meaning harmony. You can hear more of her and about her next Friday night because she's going to be joining me on the programme. She's going to be my guest in session. But what I will tell you now is that she is of Turkish Kurdish origins and she trained as an opera singer. Now, this next song is an absolute gem from a bygone age. Abelardo Barroso was born in Havana in 1905. Often called Cuba's Caruso, Barroso was one of Cuba's all-time great singers, and he led some of the country's best-known bands in the 50s, which was a golden era for music. One of those bands was Orquesta Sensación. Cha-Cha-Cha is hopefully just the first of many of his recordings to be remastered and re-released for our listening pleasure. Here is Tiene Sabor, and feel free to take to the dance floor if you wish.
Entre preciosos palmares, si oyen los tiernos cantares que salen de tu bohío.
Tiene sabor, sabor, sabor y nada más. Tiene sabor, sabor, sabor y nada más.
Cuando en Matanza me oyeron lo dulce que yo cantaba, cantores se aproximaban hasta que cantar me vieron. Uno a otro se dijeron: este bate no es de aquí. Y yo que lo comprendí, me llené de puro gozo. Soy Abelardo Barroso, del San Juan y el Yumurí.
Tiene sabor, sabor, sabor y nada más.
Sabor, mamá.
Tiene sabor, sabor, sabor y nada más.
Pinté a Matanza confusa la cueva de Bellamar, pero me faltó pintar el nido de la lechuza. Yo pinté por donde cruza un bello ferrocarril, un machete, un fusil, una lancha cañonera, y no pinté la bandera por la que voy a morir.
Chupa la caña negra,
chúpala,
chupa la caña negra,
chúpala,
chupa la caña negra,
chúpala,
chúpala, chupa la caña negra.
Preciosos palmares, si oye los tiernos cantares que salen de tu bohío.
Thank you. often think about the nights, the times before I lent her all my days of gotten number, chasing all the girls up Lenny Hill, bare chested in the rain, and the green and white on a Saturday, burning through the turnstile, singing all the way down Easter Road. Would you forgive me? What do you say, Adina? Would you forgive me? 'Cause I'm still listening for the van. I'm counting change from out my pocket for an ice cream from the man. I'm skinning on my knees, running from the police hide and seek along Great Junction Street. But I always felt this awful shame coming from a scheme, and I never took my education, so would you forgive me? What do you say, Adina? Would you forgive me? 'Cause I will never grow, no, never will I grow so old again, I know, no. And everywhere I be, everywhere I go, I hold your sorrow in my bones. And even though I said, even though I swore, I'm never coming home again. Would you forgive me? What do you say, Adina? Would you forgive me? Adina, would you forgive me? 'Cause I am whistling in the dark. I've been trying to hold a candle. I've been trying to change my feelings. I've been crying in my sleep. And when she wakes to give me comfort, I say I can't recall my sorrow. 'Cause I hold you to my breast, and I've been keeping all your secrets, maybe one day you will release me. So, would you forgive me? What do you say, Adina? Would you forgive me? 'Cause I will never grow, no, never will I grow so old again. I know, I know, I know, and everywhere I be, everywhere I go, I hold your sorrow in my bones. And even though I swore, even though I swore, I'm never, never, never coming home, I know. Would you forgive me? What do you say, Adina? Would you forgive me?
Adina from Blue Rose Code, who is actually Ross Wilson, a man with a lovely turn of phrase. Originally from Edinburgh, he now lives in London, and The Ballads of Peckham Rye is his most recent release. Before that was another tune from the double South Africa CD, Spirit of Malombo, celebrating the contribution of ANC activist and drummer and composer Julian Bahula to the musical landscape. Well, with one eye on the clock, I think I can get at least a couple more tunes in. This is Eleanor Ellis, Louisiana blues singer. I met her quite a few years ago in the dead of a bitterly cold winter in Vermont. But when she opened her mouth and spoke with that southern twang of hers, she brought the heat and stickiness of the bayou to the room. She's over here in the UK for a few gigs, so do look her up online to see if she's going to be playing near you. Here she is singing Texas Easy Street Blues from her album Comin' a Time.
What's the matter now? matter now. Going back to Texas, live on Easy Street. I got some Texas blues, blue as I can be. I got the Texas blues, blue as I can be. Going back to Texas, live on Easy Street. When you see me coming, hush your window high. And when you see me coming, hush your window high. Going back to Texas, live on Easy.
Wonderful Eleanor Ellis and a song called Texas Easy Street Blues. Well, that's it for tonight. Thank you all for listening, and to my guests, the Tashi Lumpo Monks, for creating an alternate universe for us to spin in. Next week, as I said, my guest is Turkish-Kurdish Londoner Olcay Bayir. I hope you can join me then. I'm going to leave you with a bit of a track from a world music album of mine that is never very far away from the hi-fi. It's one of my world music must-haves, Hypnotic Santur, from the master of the Santur, Shiv Kumar Sharma. Till next time, close your eyes and simply enjoy. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Music, and indeed musicians, from Georgia have appeared on this programme before, but I think the concert that fills the next hour and a half is the first I've ever introduced from Georgian radio. The Telavi International Festival started in the 1980s, but was interrupted by war in the Caucasus after the Soviet Union collapsed. It was revived in 2010, and in today's concert from October 2012, Anatoly Levin conducts the festival's own orchestra. Schumann's violin concerto and Chopin's first piano concerto are later in the programme. After this, Sinfonia Concertante in E-flat for oboe, clarinet, horn and bassoon, attributed to Mozart.